Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, July 18th, 2022. Today on The Ether, surprise, surprise, mofo. It's raccoons and robo. Let's take a listen.
You know, bro, my lad, just made your co-host, brother. You should be able to, grab that co-host fucking position, bro. Reserved for no fucker else, isn't it? Huh?
Hello.
Good evening to everybody listening anyway. Oh, he's there.
Hello, hello. We've got the OG rack back again. TPBG OG profile picture now.
I tell you what, bro, your profile picture's smart as fuck, actually. I'd never even seen those NFTs before that came along. And I was like when you think about some of the other stuff we've looked at, the baby Adams or the other shit, like we've seen, right? That's a quality, nice little draw on that, man. A quality little piece, I thought.
Yeah, I've updated it now. The cyborg's gone. Thanks, CryptoSys, for that one. Nice little cheeky one. It's bro.
Has it?
Yeah, I just updated.
Oh, it's not Sean. It's not Sean, bro. It's not Sean. It's not Sean on the space.
Have you seen those fucking Juno punks on Hopers?
Rama with only two here, bro. You'll have to tell me about the Juno punks, but with the only two here, how we've got a luxury, yeah, haven't we? It's just like fucking
open slather, mate. We can do the fuck we want. No one's listening.
It's Rain Man season. It's been a while, bro. It's been a while. I'll tell you what, mate. What a mad couple of weeks, man, for us all in that fucking group chat and others. But it's like, mate, is it me or does a week feel like a fucking month right now?
Yeah.
You're going through that much data. There's that much info. I've even had to give up on a lot of things that I used to like really love and enjoy, you know. I mean, I've had to like pull away from a bit of the fucking news and the macro and especially the political, because it's, mate, honestly, like this fucking, it's verging on civil war, man. You've got absolute lunatics, man. Lunatics just fucking, what's wrong with these people, man? I don't understand why people just can't get along. Fucking live side by side. It's not that hard. Well, dude, I live in Thailand and like what I got put through today, you wouldn't even believe my patience today. I mean, the fucking just shafted me like, and I fucking worked at the place. I've worked at this hospital before. I've taught them, mate, 4 years in a row. I taught them.
Maybe that's why they fucking twisted your toe in half, mate, because you taught them. Oh. They were sick of you.
Brutal. They made me fucking wait, mate, until they'd seen everybody. But I did feel a bit guilty because most of them were like quite old and shit like that. Like there wasn't like, I was probably like the youngest person in there. But mate, I had to wait all day because you got to go to X-ray, then you got to go like to the nurse because I've got to do this, then the doctor's got to do this, then he needs to see his mate because he's not too sure. Like this
did you,
kid.
Did you ever find out why they gave you a prostate check when you went in for your toe?
Well, I heard that Sin City fucking snuck in, right, with one of those Mission Impossible masks on, like the fucking doctor, just because he heard where I was going on what day. He knew, didn't he? He knew which hospital I was at. I fucking knew, mate. He had some ET finger shit going on, man. Fucking weird little motherfucker. seeing the metal in his finger, man. I don't even know why he dares even keep fucking showing us that shit, man. And then he brought the breakfast up looking at that. That's horrible injuries, that, like, horrible injuries, bro. Anyway, mate, how's things going over there? You've had the fucking lethal floods, I know that. Proper.
Over. Like, we had 2 days of respite over the weekend. Today was a nice day. Tomorrow through Friday, another, like, 100 mil of rain's coming. So, yeah, it's...
You've been okay though. You're on point where you are, yeah.
I'm fine, mate. I live on a fucking hill. I'm looking down on all the plebs with their houses flooding and the rivers going over.
Oh,
the banks.
Man,
living the dream.
Man lives up a hill. Man lives up a mountain. Robbo jealous as fuck. Robbo's on the fucking floodplain of the fucking big mango here. Jesus Christ, I tell you what, mate. It doesn't take much. Doesn't take much to break the bloody floodbanks in here. I've got canals on both sides of me. Not my street. So, okay, if you I've got a cul-de-sac, right? So if you looking north or south or something, right? If you look behind you north, that's the cul-de-sac. You can't get out. So you're looking south, yeah? If you literally go out, mate, and you turn left and right, and then you've got those streets on either side of those streets. It's massive canals, the massive fucking waterways out of lakes that's on this village. I didn't really fucking pick this very well, did I? Really, when I moved here, I was oh, these lakes are beautiful. Aye, it's the first place that'll fucking flood, you idiot. Never mind.
I bet it's nice when it's not flooding though, mate.
Probably, mate. You know what, as well? I've got electric sockets. You know, I'll have to take your photo. I've got electric sockets about a foot from the ceiling that's on a different fucking system. So, if the flood water did come in, and it did, it was at a decent level. Anyway, I've got electricity, so I'll not die, hopefully. I ain't got a fucking boat, though.
I tell you what, we're not doing too bad, honestly. The old portfolio is, it's got the, I don't know if this is a new feature that CoinGecko's bought out, but
you turned green, didn't you? You turned green today.
Plus sign, and
you turned green
next to it.
You turned green, I know. I was hoping you were going to show off this fucker.
Yeah, it's I don't know what it is. It's CoinGecko must have just released this new thing. It's got total profit with a plus sign and a number next to it.
You don't know. It was hashtag up only. That's what it was. It was hashtag up only. Wait, at the merge. .. ETC is fucking pumping. There's a fucking sign that kids, if you're lucky, Rama, in the group chat today, you mentioned September. Please, everybody, have horrible aspirations of September. Reap what you fucking can. Make hay. Yep. Make every penny you can in August from whatever spinner. There's some beautiful little turners. I bought another bag of KDA, mate, and it was in the 150s just not so long ago. What was it? Sunday or Saturday?
Talking about, restake and auto compounding. I've got all that shit turned off for the next couple of months, personally.
Oh, of course.
I love the apps.
Trade season.
I'll use them again. I'll use them again for sure. But for now, they're all turned off. I'm just sitting here compounding my rewards daily.
Cash out.
A little pump in the next couple of months. And
We're in a cash out. A little bit, not everything. There'll still be some stuff staked.
I'm not unstaking. I'm just collecting my daily rewards for the next few months. And then I'll sell the daily rewards. And then we'll wait for the next little cycle.
So Rama will be coming back to this shit very quickly. Obviously, Little Gains has joined us, right? And he wasn't there. He joined us in a listener today, but he didn't because it was a tank that was a horse nut where you joined the course, right? Gains, are you there, son? Are you there, brother?
I come in late, unfortunately. I wasn't made aware of that one until...
I only jumped in, mate, random, because Jacob was in. It was I saw it, and I was oh, what the fuck is this, So I jumped in quickly, but Gaines, obviously, wait, is he there? Because this is some good crack. We've had crack all day. I mean, Rama, we've all been fucking tweeting for days, We don't fuck around. We hide absolutely nothing. And Comdex dropping their list of shillers because of us. So fucking, hey, man. Listen. We'll come after you all. We don't give a fuck. All we do, right, is just try to be good, decent fucking people. Yeah, tweet what you want to tweet about fucking crypto. Don't try some fucking multi-level marketing pyramid scheme to fucking... See, this is what's being exposed very clearly. And your man, your representative, if you're listening, mind, I'm not going to mention any names. The audit one, fucking Ponzi pyramid. But if you're listening, you send your man in, man. Your fucking chief fucking negotiator with. Sorry for the scammy DM. I wouldn't fucking dare, honestly. Hang your heads in shame if that... I didn't go through fucking 4 years of university to do a marketing degree, right? To fucking have Dave slip in the DMs and say, Rama, come on, bro. We'll have to get Gaines in soon. But you, bro, you feel me? Do you feel me or not?
Sorry, I'm just still finishing coughing up a lung over here. I can't remember his name. I remember from day one when we were talking, man. You were fucking into him. You're like, this guy, absolute fucking scumbag, worst of the worst. And I'm like, I never really followed any big CT accounts in Cosmos. Like, there's a couple of big CT accounts that I follow because they've got pretty good, macro chart analysis and stuff and you know, generally good people. And then when I got to Cosmos, I think I followed you because you got me here, right? And then I remember just, like, seeing some of your tweets and just absolutely, like, full given some, you know, basically you gave him the five-finger prostate check, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. He's giving him some. And I was just like, immediately, I was just like, all right, like if we got, you know, 30K plus followers and all they're doing is giveaways and, you know, excuse me, I'm quite sick at the moment.
I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but you were breaking up really badly there. But I hope it was just me. I hope other people could hear you.
It's probably me because I'm coughing up a lung while trying to not.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for that outbreak. And I probably shouldn't have recorded this one, but you know I've got a fucking black book on all of these fuckers. And I'll tell you what, the funny thing is, most of the cretins only came out the woodwork this year, and they were like offspring of Blue Kirby. It was like, I'll be honest with you guys, 12 months ago, more, I'm going to go back to the May. So I've 14 or 15 months ago, when I was really like turned into DVPN and ACT and all the others, I was into it in February when we got IBC, but after that, I was just like, right, it's fucking it. It's on, like Donkey Kong, I'm all in. And who, like, I mean, Cito, I remember him celebrating getting 2,000 followers. But I remember him getting 2,000 views on a video, was it on YouTube? And I'm like celebrating, like, hey, congratulations, great job, mate. You know, I enjoy the fact that you're not critical. Let's just leave it at that, right? But mate, Altcoin Psycho was the biggest voice in the entire industry, and even the big devs you see now, like Zach and all them, they were all on like just a few thousand, mate, at the time. I mean, it was fucking non-existent. This when I remember like getting into it, and you know, if you scroll back through, I mean, you'll see when I started following the most of them. Like, it was just non-existent, mate. Where is all of this fucking, like, I don't know, it's not greed culture. What do you call it? I don't want to be involved in with a fucking me. I'd rather give people, like, you know, my opinion and say, mate, you fucking mind up, you dumb cunt yourself. Sorry, I'll shut up.
I think it kind of comes with, you know, we discussed this pretty in a good level of detail when, you know, Juno was pushing $40+, right? It was, the entire ecosystem switched from how cool is this tech? How cool is all the shit that's coming? Finding new cool projects to, you know, a bunch of people that would just complain all the time, blah, 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 price, giveaways, et cetera, right? Like, as soon as you kind of get that broader scale adoption, you know, for the most part, general, you know, people are here for the money. They don't understand the tech. And then you've got kind of, you know, the core group of the people that are probably still around now for the most part, who generally understand the tech, and are still here because they have a long-term vision. Juno crypto Twitter is a lot quieter now than what it was 2 months ago or 3 months ago, right? There's far less people now.
It's pumping though. It's pumping with development, isn't it?
Oh, 100%, right? So like
we've pumping got, with development.
You know,
wow.
A lot of those people who were just here for, you know, for airdrops and airdrop hunting, you don't see that shit as much anymore. Like I would go to like a new project and, you know, they'd have 500 followers and they'd have, you know, 30 or 40 retweets and 70, 80 replies of when airdrop or airdrop criteria. Like you don't see that anymore. You join a new project's Discord and it would just be literally like the general channel because they'd never configured it. It would just be like airdrop criteria, when airdrop, and it'd be like 1,000 of those posts within the first 30 seconds. Like you join a new project now, and it's like you go in there and people are like, oh, cool. So like, what's your project about? Where's your white paper? Who are the admins? And it's like a few people are like, when airdrop, but for the most part, it's not full. It's not
small, Rama, it's good. Rama, I had a laugh the other day at that poor store, right? Like airdrop, like coming soon, date, TBA, change, TBA, criteria, TBA. I'm like, I'm sitting and I'm fucking dying. Do you know what it is? I would never in my life now, never even ever dare post like another airdrop. Like no one, honestly, guys, I'm just going to say this right now, right? And you might be in disagreement. No one ever needs to be able to make an account based on the news of like reporting on a fucking network. Like you've got like whatever it is, like Juno News update. How many Juno channels are there now? There must be like 15 or 16. I've just been sitting here pissing myself laughing in my fucking high castle with my big fucking angry dogs. Just, it's a comedy show. It's a fucking, and oh, listen, I'm not going to get into the hierarchy. I'm not going to get into their childish behavior, Rama. I mean, we'll leave that aside, right? I'll not mention, like, you know,
I had a great run in
certain fucking things, like, 100%, you know,
I had a great run in with Juno News or something. I think they're called. They
Followed
me for a while, and then they were in me one day because I think I called out something, not about them even, and they were just like into me, and I was just like, who the fuck are you? What are you doing? Like, you followed me, and now you're like into me for no reason about like a post that I put on.
Did you smell the salt?
That was filthy at me. I don't even think it was that controversial. It was just like,
oh, the salt. I bet the salt. I bet the salt was disgusting.
Quite hilarious.
Mate, we've is Gaines not going to say hello? No, if he will give him a chance, if he wants to say like hello, he might be busy. Hello, Gaines. Are you there, bro?
The chance.
Hey, I'm here trying to recruit ambassadors for the Luna Classic protocol. Looking for
Best, let's go. Twitter proposal coming up to re-enable IBC. We've got the Luna Burn now. Yeah.
You guys interested?
And,
in
57 years. At a million transactions per second, we might be back at 1 cent.
Well, we're here to talk about bringing back UST. So, looking for an ambassador, and we heard Robo has a really good crypto Twitter following. So,
I've heard
Rama holds more Luna than fucking Dork One, like, and fucking Zoo put together. Telling you,
don't want to talk about it.
Oh, Gaines.
That fucking token. Hang on, I never bought that fucking token, and then I found an opportunity where I could make a little bit of money when it was crashing, and they fucking turned off IBC relaying on me, the buddy dirty dogs.
Damn. mate, Rama
traded Luna and I lost out. But hey, here's what it is,
Rama. I've caught more fucking fallen knives than Gordon Ramsay's sous chef, son. I wouldn't fucking worry about it. It's, yeah, because I tell you what, there was a song before, wasn't it? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. This is fucking crypto all over, because if it doesn't, like, wipe your life savings out, makes your wife fuck off, you lose your house, you're living on a fucking piece of grass in your tent with your fucking quilt stinking a dog piss. I mean, that's when you're fucking bad, mate, right? Losing a few quid, man. It's no problem, Rama. No?
Oh, mate, I think your portfolio probably fluctuates every microsecond the amount of money that I lost. So I think I'm okay. I think I'm safe.
Hey, Robo. Mate, I panic every day, mate. I panic every day right now.
How rude of you, Robo, to not introduce me to the official Raccoon Supply account here on Spaces.
No, well, there's good reason for that, Gainsy. We don't want you to fucking take over, mate. This is our community and our developers, all right? Mr. Raccoon.
Gainsy never seen Rain Man. Have you never seen Rain Man, bro? I suggest you go and fucking watch it, like Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise. You know who's Tom Cruise.
Yep, I seen it. It's been a while.
Mate, you're watching it today, I'm telling you. You're watching, yeah, yeah, and you'll understand.
Like a jacket right now, Robo, mate. So obviously.
Then you'll understand fucking Pinky in the Brain. Oh? Then you'll understand the fucking Robo and fucking Rama show. Is that, wait, is Mr. Rack here? No, wait, Rack's not here. He's fucking turned up. Hello, Mo.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Brother. Hey, I'm surprised you've lifted your head up to even like bother with social media communication. I mean, you know, when you guys are quiet, we all fucking go like a bit like, oh, in anticipation, waiting for the fireworks. You know, we know what's coming, bro.
Yeah, we've been working on mobile this morning, and hopefully, like this week, it's gonna happen. So, yeah. But you forced us to come, so we did come.
Some alpha dropping. See, Gaines, you never get this shit, man, on your faces, bro. I'm not being funny. If you want to move over, Gaines, you're more than welcome, but you'll see how we entertain our guests, you know. Rama, have you been in the code?
Get to the business, because I know what you were rapping like. Have you been in the code?
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say, I was like, oh, they've woken up. It's what is it now? Monday morning for you, and no back to back release. I was like, man, like the contract was up in Mintscan a couple of days ago. Don't have any kind of, you know, no dice game this weekend. What, you guys slacking off? You go vacation this weekend, man, or what?
We just bought like a lot of beers and we fell asleep the whole weekend. So,
in true rock style, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but to be honest, the mobile is taking just a bit more time than we expected, and the dice game is ready, but like the artist, he's not done yet. So hopefully, I think it's gonna be done like on Wednesday for the visual for the dice. And if everything goes well on Wednesday, mobile is going to happen too. But we never know, man. It's not done yet. We'll see what happens.
Don't worry, bro. Listen, if it was next Thursday, if it was in a month, I mean, you're talking massive steps, right? You know, this is what I've been in the group chat saying to the guys, right? Because what's the percentage, Rama? Is it 14% in that group chat now? We own 14% of the supplier.
Yeah, it's
almost 14. It's a bit crazy. So it's a hive of activity.
Chat or something, and we've got 14% of the rack. It's crazy.
It's a hive of activity. I mean, there's absolutely no pressure on you guys whatsoever, Moya. I mean, we're grateful of what we get at this time. I know, though, everybody's kind of like sniffing around the Juno NFT series, I think. I know a few people have unbonded quite a bit of Juno, actually, in anticipation. Yeah, what's happening, bro?
Yeah, it's you know, there's I've noticed there's some transactions kind of coming over from Evmos into Juno, you know, banking up that Juno for, I don't know,
what's happening with the Juno NFTs? Are they on the horizon, or are they getting put back due to mobile deployment, etc.?
Yeah, exactly what you said. Like, we prefer to go like on mobile first and then release the NFTs. Like we said, I think within the last Medium post, we were going to aim for August for the NFTs.
Okay, that's only next month. Anyway, yeah. next month, you know. Rama, did you expect mobile at this stage of the game or not? You didn't, did you?
Nah, not at all. I'm keen to know how we're enabling mobile. Are we doing this? Is this something that you're building independently? Is this part of DAO version 1? What's going on? Tell me the tech.
Yeah, so basically, I don't know if you guys use the DAO on mobile. So it's not as well integrated as, let's say, JunoSwap or Osmosis on Kepler. So you basically have to accept all the transactions. You go back into Kepler and go back into mobile. So, yeah, I mean, it's not as good as we would want to be, but I don't know, man, if there's new like wallets coming in that ease the transaction on mobile, that would be like amazing.
Yeah, okay, so I experienced this morning. I was just playing around with the Raw DAO, and basically you can just go to the DAO, right? So in your instance, I guess the contract for the dice game would be like part of the DAO, and then
But I don't know if you're mistaken what I said, but when you go into the DAO, let's say for the Raw DAO or like any DAO, basically it's integrated into, it's not fully integrated with Kepler. Basically, when you send a transaction, you're going to be sent back to Kepler. You have to approve the transaction and go back to the browser. That's what
yes.
I meant.
Yep. Yeah. So that's kind of what I was getting at, right? So in our instance, Oh, okay. I think I know what's happening here. So we'll be able to go to raccoon.bet. We'll be able to say we want to essentially play, right? You'll then execute that transaction using the DAO contract, which will then prompt us to go to Kepler to accept the transaction. We'll then switch back to our browser, which will then show us the transaction in our Safari window or whatever it is, and, you know, play the game, essentially.
Well, it's I don't know why you're bringing up the DAO thing, but there's no DAO thing. It's just going to be like, you. Let's say you roll the dice. You only have to click on play, select the risk you want to take, and then what's the wager you want to take. And then you're going to have to accept the transaction into Kepler and go back into the browser. So yeah, that's essentially like this. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I tried to mute in time then.
I'll jump in. Rama, I'm going to jump in. I'm just going to say, like, it's not full mobile integration just yet. It's a step in the right direction to being able to, again, prove concept, which is what everything's been up to now, right? Yeah.
Which is my point around when I mentioned DAO. All I'm saying is that your potential, are you utilizing part of that DAO contract or the execution of what the DAO contract is using to enable that, the wallet connect portion of it?
Okay, I understand the question now. It's more clear. So basically how it works is like our previous interface was not done with Next.js, and now we just switch everything to Next.js, and Next.js enables us to use what it's called CustModel, and this is just something into JS that you can use. That this is basically what DAO are using. So we're just using the same thing to access the wallet, and that's it. That's the only difference.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So I think, and I saw something earlier about this. Essentially, DAO have just used a fork of someone else's code who used a fork of someone else's code. And DAO has kind of made it better to be able to be utilized more modern. And essentially, you're using essentially a version of that to then execute contracts, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's basically just how you're just calling like the Kepler wallet. But hopefully, man, in the short term, we're going to be able to use, like, I don't know, like be integrated into Kepler. That would be amazing. But like if other wallets like do something like MetaMask, like you have the browser inside the wallet, that would be amazing. Yeah.
Right, Rama, I'm jumping in here. I'm jumping in. Rack, Mr. Rack, but more, I need to ask you this question. Right, Kepler is not cheap, yeah? I mean, you know, if you were to go to Kepler and say we want to be integrated like with you, like what would it cost to be able to get on that tab, right? I mean, do we know this kind of thing yet? Because we know about the Juno situation, yeah? I mean, 300K, Rama, 330K, yeah?
Yeah, plus they do like a bunch of auditing and like security and web compatibility checks to make sure that it's like browser friendly and stuff, which would be probably challenging. But yeah, it's
so right? What's it going to cost? We'll find out if Rack knows. We'll find out if they know, yeah? I mean, do you know, guys?
Nope, we have no idea. We wrote to them, but I mean, pretty sure they're busy with a lot of stuff. We're not that big yet, so. But for cost, I have no idea. But like in the long term, man, if we're able to raise like money or something to have like all our contracts audit and then have like the interface audit to be on Kepler, that would be a big win for sure.
Okay, I think we'll have to have a post.
You communicated to them in the back end to Kepler, and they didn't respond.
Yeah, I think it was like a month ago or something like that, but I think it was by email.
Okay, all right. Yeah, just let me quickly type up this tweet telling Kepler.
Wait, Rama, can I jump in, and say it here, that this is not the only people that have shunned Rack. Now, you know, they don't want to come on here and start like saying, but I will say it because I don't work for them. I work with them. Like we have a little like kind of like partnership where it's like a friendship. That's all. Nothing else, right, guys? Like,
are you disclosing your showing of Rack right now in front of everyone, Rob?
But you know, though, that you know, and they know, and everybody knows. Like, this is the best thing about it. I can work with them. You know, I've rewritten the Medium articles for them just to spruce it up, try to help them out with some paperwork, some documents. We're going to continue to do that. Rack's happy. I'm happy. Do you know what, Rama? They sent me some lottery tickets as a little thank you. Like, I didn't even ask for anything at all. And they were like, no, man, dude, I'll send you some lottery tickets. And I was like,
man's being paid in lottery tickets, eh? It all comes to light, eh?
Wait, Rack will tell you though, fucking how much work have I done for a few fucking lottery tickets? Jesus Christ. I put fucking hours in, man, you idiots. Anyway, it's for the love, actually. It's for the, because you know what? I'm only in one NFT project. That's it. I'm not engaging. Everybody knows you're all minting Rama. Is in the group chat. You're all having fun. But I'm staying like true to the course because, well, I'm trying to like represent them in my own little way. And Mr. Rack, Mr. Moore, you're quite happy with it, aren't you? Like, how we get on, bro, yeah?
Yeah, pretty happy with it.
I'd just like to say that if any of you think that I'm in any way net positive of Raccoon in terms of financial, their fucking recent dungeon game, I've hit the final level where I can win the 14 Juno 20 times and failed on it, all right? You dirty, dirty mother truckers. I cannot win on that thing to save my life, all right? I've put about at least 50 Juno into this thing and I've not won the major jackpot yet, all right? So I'll tell you what.
But what about MG?
He's bloody standing up over here and he's just, I might as well just send him my Juno before I even play the game, cheeky bugger.
I heard it was Sin City. I heard MG was Sin City, mate. That's what I heard. That was a rumor.
I bet it's bloody Bruce. 100% it's Bruce. Bruceman Rack, for sure.
So, Rama, forget about mobile integration. This week, though, Rack, we've got the dice. Yeah? And is it coming with a leaderboard and everything? You said this is going to come with stats leaderboard. Is that right, or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's right. We're basically like added the leaderboard directly in the contract. So it's going to be pretty nice. Instead of like pulling all the info, it's going to be in the contract.
Superb, dude. Can I say it to you right now? Can I ask you a question? Because you know what we're like. Right now, how bullish are you on your own project and your development? And like, come on, give us some sentiment because I know how you feel. You guys are really like doing some good stuff right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're never going to be moon boys. We stay humble and then, I don't know how to say it, man. We kept all our racks and all our NFTs, so that's for sure.
I'd just like to say that when you do release your next set of NFTs that I think will be probably wider than they are higher, is just my guess. If you look at my profile picture, you'll probably notice my Twitter page. At the top, currently there's like a Pepe and he's holding like a really long gun. Now imagine, just imagine that somehow that the Pepe was a raccoon, right? And there was the ability for just me to mint that at like a really high cost and it couldn't be sold. Now that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so the idea that you just brought up, that I don't think you would be able to do it for the one that's coming on Juno, but what we thought is for maybe we could do like a very small series where people can actually bring like more custom stuff to add to their rack, but like this is only like we're discussing this idea, but we're not sure yet.
I was totally being sarcastic, by the way, but like having a raccoon being the mint scan snipers, what I'm talking about. I'll just make it. It's okay.
Rama, we, you know what, the family friendly. I mean, here, it's 10 o'clock here, Bangkok time, mate. We're past family friendly. What a cunt you are, man, bro. I just listening to that shit. What a, honestly. Rama, can I just say, though, you're probably the most bullish on this NFT project, Raccoon. I mean, we're not all fucking idiots, are we? We've seen the floor rise like ridiculous. Like, Rama, did you enjoy the medium? Did you enjoy the medium? Should I write some more? Like,
you're asking me, probably one of the dumbest people in this call, if I read your rewrite of the medium article, Robbo.
I'm asking if you wrote the original. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy it?
If I read them, yeah.
Did you enjoy it? He tells you nothing.
I remember the OG one, mate, where we found Raccoon. That's probably the only one I've read, to be honest. I'm so, like, the proof of concept.
So Rama, I've got a question for Raccoon here, and I'm bringing it up because like Little Gains is on, and I have a feeling that these are probably going to have these guys on very, very soon as well. Moore, a loop. Are you bullish on Loop? Yeah. Do you like Loop, Mr. Rack?
Yeah, I saw you started like tagging us onto some stuff, but we really like Loop. Like they're like only their interface is pretty amazing. So I just can't wait to see what they pull up.
The feedback's been insane, RackMind. I reached out to a few people and I said, like, you know, is this like entire like because I think it's quite a big thing, you know, the development fund and Juno and this whole unprecedented times we've all been through. I think we've all got some form of PTSD somehow, and we're all trying to like come out of it the best way we can. I think we've all been horrendously shocked by everything. I mean, if you haven't been shocked since the day the war started, right, back in February, whenever it was, whatever time fucking Russia attacked Ukraine, right? From that moment, if we all haven't been shell-shocked to like some degree about what's been going on, whether it was a Juno chain halt, whether it was Luna, whether it was fucking who's went down, how many Celsius, fucking 3 years, everybody, man, is sinking for fun, right? Here's us guys, like with some like fucking PTSD that we don't even, in 18 months, we'll probably get diagnosed with it, right? But we're all like, you know, fucking in the rubble, crawling around, and we've got these glimmers of hope. And I don't know. There seems to be some rama. I might be talking shit, but there seems to be a very nice buzz about Loop and a very nice vibe about them. Like, am I getting this or not?
Yeah, no, I think I get that feeling too. Like they're quite experienced, right? Coming across from Luna, they've all got experience. We've kind of got Loop Learn. We're going to have the Eclipse. Eclipse pad coming over now, which is going to be a launch pad that's launching, that's kind of basically made up from a bunch of the kind of OG Loop guys. there's some cool stuff, man, and you know we're all kind of
so it's a no-brainer. What you're saying is it's a no-brainer for Rack to fucking just automatically like use them as their Juno marketplace. Rack, am I wrong or not? I don't know. You haven't got much choice, bro.
Yeah, we don't have much choice. Like at first we thought of Passage, but I don't know what's going on there. Like we've been pretty busy, so we didn't have that much time to look at everything. But like for sure, Loop is going to be amazing. Well, our expectations are high.
Sorry, yeah, I think the Passage guys are pretty focused on their own stuff, from what I can see. They do have a marketplace that's on Juno, but you know, outside of Strange Clan, who you know they're pretty dedicated to their own projects, right? The only other NFT marketplace is Hopers, and they've got to release a new contract every time someone wants to release a new series on their platform. And it was like 3 days because the contract wouldn't execute. So it's like you can't really have your NFT platform offline for 3 days just because you know you're waiting on a particular contract to be able to you know enable minting.
Rama, you know what? We need to check in this. And Rack said they didn't have much time, you know. They probably got like 25 million simulations or something to run before they can. Like, Mr. Rack, like, we never want to get rid of you, but I do know in the DM you did say I can jump on like for a few minutes, you know. Bro, we always have to look after you, man. Devs never stop. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're okay, man. We're just working at the same time, trying to do two things at the same time.
You were hoping though to maybe jump in with little gains in the Cosmos spaces tomorrow. Maybe they might have, I don't know, different set of questions or concepts, or you know, you're gonna dive in with them. It's up to you. Like I'll dive in with you as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think we're gonna take some time to jump in there and just enjoy the space.
Yeah, okay, I would love to have you guys on. I would love to introduce you guys to the community that you know is kind of newer that probably doesn't know about Rax. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So. That'd be great.
That's amazing. Can we jump in like whenever we want, or do we have like a slot, or I don't know how it works.
Yeah, typically, like you can just jump in whenever you guys want. I don't have a whole bunch of people confirmed that are gonna like share their project tomorrow. So if you guys are there first, you get first dibs. You can talk about your project. So
okay, perfect. We'll see you tomorrow then.
I'm looking forward to it. And sorry, Robo, and sorry everybody up here. I've been busy getting ready for work, getting my daughter ready too. I gotta get going soon, but I'll just listen in.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their things to do, mate. All good.
Take care, brother. And Mr. Rack as well. We'll say, I was going to say good night. We'll say good night, but it's like goodbye to those guys, yeah? See you, Gaines. And Mr. Rack, I'll probably maybe speak to you tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, we can speak tomorrow. We'll just continue working, and then we'll discuss tomorrow, for sure.
Do your thing, bro. Just do your thing. Everybody's in the hammock. Every raccoon owner is in the fucking hammock right now, bro. We've got the mojito. We've got the mojito, bro. We've got the setup. Just you take your time, cuz, all right? Take care.
All right, thanks a lot, guys, again.
I think they're just going to hang around, Robbo. I don't think they're leaving, mate. They're just going to...
Oh, that's all right, mate. They're going to listen in the background. They know us well. You know, Rama, what's been very interesting the last few days is... I mean, I was down to whatever it is. I don't use follow account as any judgment or any gauge of anything. But actually, the last few days where I have just been, because obviously I had a week ban. You know, I had a week ban. And while I was on the ban, I brought the torso. You know, man down. But, mate, I was like, fuck, I'm sick of this shit. You know, talking to Jacob the other day, right? We were having a nice little chat in the DMs. And he's like, garlic, get the bitches to rub the garlic on. And I'm like, and then he's like, what about this scam? And I'm just like, let's just choose violence. What was this, Saturday or something like this, right? And mate, you know, I mean, us little plebs. Let's be fair, us little plebs, man, right? Because there was us little plebs that did it all. If you go back, you saw it was like a Me Too moment, no? You see the Me Too moment come out. Loads of people like, well, this is happening to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, I'd noticed it for a while, but like I said earlier, I only follow kind of a couple of people that I'd noticed had recently started shilling. Like, I don't follow any of those big accounts. I have no need to. Like, they don't provide any content for me that's, you know, engaging or exciting. And I rarely see them even come across my timeline because if anyone's kind of retweeting giveaways too consistently, or if they tag me in giveaways, they just get blocked or I unfollow them. So I'm pretty oblivious to it all, right? So there's only probably a couple of people that appear in my timeline that I notice.
Okay, so I'm going to interject there because it's the perfect time for me to say it. Imagine that, like, when he was messaging me, like, January... That, like, I remember, honestly, like 6K. And I remember when he messaged me back in like February, it was like 8. And then I just unblocked him for that thing. And I was like, 33K, are you fucking shitting me? How many fucking...
33K gets less engagement than I do with 2.1K.
No, but yeah, exactly. And so not only are there so many bots, but also how many fucking dumb people are in crypto. Like literally us on the, like, if you're new to crypto and you're listening into us, you're like, what the fucking hell are these fucking guys talking about? Like, what the fuck? If you were new to crypto, right? Because we can talk about it all, man. I'm like, and it gets deeper and it gets worse and there's some dirt, like 360. He's a little fucking detective work, 360 with Blue Kirby's wallet.
Yep.
The fucking
yeah.
Six Figures fucking starship.
He's come along quite nicely, man. He's a demon. I'm liking it. Yeah.
He's a demon. That's what I said. I said I was going to give the baby Adam away. And y'all want Robbo's fucking baby Adam, I tell you. Trust me. Yeah, mate. Like, he should be, funny guy. The free NFT, I said, when he's all hit your numbers, you hit your numbers. They just need to hit the numbers. Yowster, fucking,
we'll fucking put in
Smart Seagull, 360. Oh, hey, how they're not all hitting, mate, how you're not hitting 5-6K by now? How you're not hitting? I'm not going to name any names. All right, good boy. Good. Hey, keep fighting, son. Keep telling them. Rama, like, I'm not shitting you. I've had offers where I could be fucking rolling in the cream for zero work. Right? I want nothing to do with it. Like, that's not what crypto is about for me. I joined crypto for exactly the opposite, which I'm sure you did and others, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just joined crypto because I was like, hey, like this crypto thing, right? I can make some money. And then I was like, wait a minute. This money thing involves actually doing some research. And then I was like, I understand this shit. And then started looking at MintScan. And then, you know, I kept telling you shit about what was coming up that I could see in MintScan that no one really looked at or cared about or knew about. And then you're like, stop fucking DMing me and tagging me and shit. Just post it yourself, you fucking idiot. So I did.
What? I got in for the money. I got in to pay the fucking rent because I lost my job overnight. You know my story, right? I lost my job through COVID overnight in a foreign country. Fucked. The wife, what are you going to do? Where's the money going to come from? Like, Thai wives do not fucking give a fuck of your fucking story, man. Trust me, Sin City, you'd be laughing me head off. Like, the minute if you're fucking unemployed and you've got no money in, she's like, hey, I'm not fucking going to work for you. Fucking sort this shit out. Hey, ain't nothing going on. And I'm like, what's going on? Ain't nothing going on but the rent, motherfucker. That's what you get, the Eddie Murphy line. You seen Eddie Murphy, no? Ain't nothing going on but the fucking rent, motherfucker. You want to watch Eddie Murphy? Is it Delirious or Raw? I don't know which one it is. But he's like, hey, what's going on to his girlfriend? Ain't nothing going on but the rent, motherfucker. That's what the shit's like, bro. Right? So I was like, wait, I've got it. Looked in the bank. Like 150 fucking thousand baht or something, like liquid. I was like, oh, fuck. Let's just get in crypto. I didn't even know anything. You just go in, don't you? You just like that. But afterwards, it's like, ah, this is a culture. It's a movement. It becomes, the money becomes like very fucking, I don't know, not even secondary or tertiary, to be honest with you. I don't know. The fuck, I've given loads away. Like me, like Rama, I haven't even got that much left, mate. I've got some fucking illiquid stuff that like is worth money that like, you know, like, ah, I call it gold illiquid, whatever. But mate, I've given loads away, me, like to the family while it was top baller. Like, I'm just like, ah, fuck it. Why not? Send yourself down a fucking a digit or two. Huh?
Yeah. Went to your head, mate. That castle, mate, put you in your castle and then you were running rampant, mate.
Oh mate, not all of it. Long before that, man. You didn't even know how much Well, I think you know how much I give the family. You wanna know how much I give me fucking wife, mate? Yeah. That's the fucking big number, I'll tell you. Sheesh, that's it. Everything's fucking well sorted now. Mate, have we not got anybody speaking in? No, have we not? Jacob must be busy coding or something, is he? You'd be off to bed, bro. It's quarter past one, yeah?
Quarter past one, yeah, indeed. One. And I've got to go in the office tomorrow, unfortunately. So I will not be here so much longer.
Nah, anybody, if anybody wants to put the hand up, me and Rama's going to fuck off and just enjoy our lives like we normally do. Mate, I've even noticed even you like took so much of a chill pill recently in that group chat and with your posting. Before, yeah, you were like, how many posts per day? But you just chill. Well, not just that, but you've just earned the right to take a seat back a little bit and, you know, external revenue sources, we could say, yeah?
Yeah, yes and no. Like I said before, mate, I got a 9-to-5, so that's my primary source of income. What I do in crypto is just my little side hustle that I can spend as much time as I want. And yeah, there's only you can check MintScan and actually try and find something that's exciting on there, right? So, you know, wait for something exciting to come about and then fucking engage it.
Is Rusty going to come in here? Is that Rusty?
Yeah, hey, what's up, man? What's going on, Roma? What's up, Robo?
Oh, dude.
Hey.
Hey, Rusty.
Oh, dude.
Hey, just fucking working from home today, listening to the show and loving it, man. Definitely love listening to y'all. It's a breath of fresh air. I was sitting in here listening to it with my 11 year old daughter Robo, and she was fucking loving you, man. Absolutely. Oh, she came back in right now. She's loving some Robo. But say hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Yeah,
hello there. You're welcome darling, no problem. Hey, all the kids in my family, because I've got no children. So, like, all of the other, like, nephews and nieces and everything, they all love Uncle Robbo, man, because Uncle Robbo just, like, dish the money out for fun, you know. Hey, you know, when the niece and the, like, they're like, yeah, can you get me a bottle of cider? You know, 17-year-old, 18 next week. Don't tell me, Dad. I'm like, hey, I'll get it for you. Calm down. No problem. You're welcome, darling. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you enjoy the show and learn a little bit. You know, we try to be nice.
Yeah, she is. But just wanted to say what's up and definitely appreciates breath of fresh air and just keep at it, man. So I hope y'all have a good day. And that's really all I got, brother.
I And where in the US are you? Are you just like East Coast, West Coast, in the middle?
I'm in Houston, down in Texas.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
If I lived, fuck, man. It hasn't rained in like two goddamn months. It's like a desert out here, and it's usually like a rainforest, but it just ain't fucking drying, man. My grass is turning into fucking hay, man.
Are you on restrictions? Have you got water restrictions, or do you not think I'm gonna?
No, not yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were some soon. But it's brutal, man. You don't even want to go outside, even at night. It's ridiculous. You just sweat and you get that swamp ass all the time.
There's only two places I would ever live in America, and that would be Texas and it would be Florida. I haven't been to Texas, but I've heard enough about it to know that it's some good shit. But I have been to Florida, and I know how good it is, right? Like literally, they would be there. Literally, the only two places, man, I'd be living right now. You're in a beautiful state. I mean, your governor and everything's cool as fuck. Like, you're in a great place, bro, yeah?
I can't believe, Rusty, that you're complaining about an average winter's day in Australia like that, mate.
Texas is great, man. The summers are brutal, but the winters, I mean, being able to wear shorts and flip-flops in the winter, it's, you know, just like any place, man. It's got its ups and downs, but it's got a great job market. It's got some cool people. I can't complain. There's worse places to live.
Rusty, I can't wear shoes or flip-flops right now. I've got a massive like metal aluminium scaffolding like hanging off my toe. Like just listening to you, like, oh, if you want to be chilling out in flip-flops, I'm thinking, I wish I could fucking get a flip-flop on the foot.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that's it. So just love listening to y'all, man. It's a good show. Like I said, it's nice to hear something different. And y'all are entertaining as hell, man. Thank y'all.
Take care. Rami, you'll be off to bed soon, are you, son?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, whenever.
Do you know what? I was talking about the tour, and Russie's probably thinking, what the fuck's he talking about? He's fucking tour. You know what I mean? I know.
The picture you posted earlier, yeah.
That was actually from the night before. I sent that to you guys last night. I said, this is like 2 weeks after the fucking shebang, because it was 2 weeks ago. Bro, I didn't expect that news. Like, he was just like, the doctor was like, it's the same, you know, the x-ray. Same as last 2 weeks ago. Just hasn't joined.
Not healed.
The bone just not formed at all. It's the same. He showed me, said, this is from 2 weeks ago. This is from the date. It's exactly the same. He said, I don't know what to say. You're going to have to keep the aluminium on. But the aluminium frame for fucking 6 weeks, another 6 weeks after this. Mate, I should be already 2 weeks in to a 6 week thing. And now he says 6 weeks again. So he doesn't want to see me for a month because he took the stitches out. Mate, I'm fucking sick of it. I swear to God. I'll last about a week and I've got the trainers on or something because I just cannot, mate. I can't deal with it, Rama. I cannot deal with it. I tell you what, I'd rather have a broken nose. I mean, your ribs are fucking bust at the minute. I'd rather have some bust ribs. Like, I'd take a broken wrist over the left one, the left wrist, not the right one. I'd take the left one, bro. Mate, I'd take a broken wrist or a broken nose over a broken toe, like, it's a right pisser, like, especially that middle bone. I can imagine the knuckle, if you did the knuckle, you know, the first one that comes off the foot, yeah? I can imagine if you did that bone, then they would have to put the cast on, you know, like, so, like, it's because it's part of the whole thing. So my big one that joins to the foot is okay. It's the next one up. That's the problem. So I just have to keep it in this. But, mate, Dickie's coming back to Bangkok end of the month. What the fuck am I going to do? Can you imagine this, right? Blew out Sin City the other week because I was on a bad one, right? Because I was on an unlucky one, right? Blew out Sin City the other week. Couldn't even remember after the last spaces. That was the last spacer? No, was that the last one or the one before?
Yeah, it was the last one, was it? You disappeared for like 36 hours, mate. We're about to send out the bloody pilot.
Oh,
man. Looking for you. We didn't know where you were.
Ill. You know, I stopped drinking after that, you know. Actually, that night. Because I was at the basketball court, ill, dying at my messages. I was at the basketball court, like I did like 20 laps or something. just to try and sort myself out. And then you were like, hey, wait, you're going to meet him soon? I was like, what are you talking about? Mate, I couldn't remember a solitary thing. And I don't remember that feeling since I was about like 17 or 18 or something, where like I had made arrangements like with a girl to do something when I was really drunk and I didn't go. And like, she just fucked me right off. And she was like the best in the city at the time. I was like, fucking done right. And everybody laughing at me. Mate, it was like a flashback from 30 years ago. And I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't even remember talking to him. And then as you mentioned it in the chat, I was like, oh shit, it started coming back. You know, that recollection, you know, when you have that drunken recollection coming back now, with all that aroma.
Yep. Yeah, the regrets. Yep.
Well, all that, what are the regrets? Because I was like, what? Drunk as fuck, like, yeah, mate, I'll meet you in the morning for a Sunday dinner. Whatever, fucking state of me, man. Absolutely cabbage. But, mate, I took a bit off the drink. But then I fucking brought me to her, man. I tell you what, there's something about it that gives you a different sense of, like, who you are and your purpose and shit, no? Like, I've had to go through some fucking moments in these last 2 weeks, bro, man. I'm telling you, killer moments. Anyway, anyone else is going to talk, Rama. It's time for you to fuck off to bed, bro. Isn't it?
Hey, Robert.
Well, gladly. Well,
wait, who's kicking in?
Hey, it's me, Gaines.
Oh, Gaines? Dude,
I can't believe what I just heard from Rusty. You know, people in Texas got to have some fucking cojones because he just said he lets his 11-year-old daughter listen to Robert. I probably stay a mile away from my daughter when your mouth is speaking, bro.
Hey, man, this is real world shit, man. This is, you know, they're going to have to learn it sooner or later. So, I mean, Robo's a great teacher. And, hey, man, she's 11, but she's a smart little 11-year-old. And I talk the same way a lot, too. So
Rusty, Rusty, I wish you'd be my fucking dad. I mightn't have had any fucking problems then. I'll tell you what, if Rusty had been my father, my life probably would have been entirely different than it had been. And I'll tell you what, I wish it had been. Hey, if I'd had a father like that who hadn't fucking, you know, tried to like pretend that the world wasn't like it is. Oh, Rusty, good on you, bro. Good on you.
I just don't want my daughter to go to school and be telling the teacher, hey, take a piss. I'm like,
it's a fine balance, man, you know, that what's out in the real world and then, you know, when to keep your mouth closed at school and all this other shit. But hey, when I was 11, I was already out there smoking weed, so she's way better than I ever was. So
true.
More power to her, man. I'm it's that balance,
I love that. Congratulations, hey. That's, and especially in modern day America, I think that is the best approach by far. Like, you've just got to have it on the table. Hey, this is how it is. This is how it works. This is how we're all involved. Next time, Rusty, I'll try and be a bit more, you know, family friendly. All right,
no,
bro?
No, don't censor yourself. This is how it is, man. This is what makes you great, is you being you. So no, if that responsibility is on me as a parent, if I don't want her to hear something, to tell her to get the hell out. But
don't censor yourself, bro.
You need to be heard.
Well, Miss.
Hello. I think he cut out for a little bit.
Oh well, you're just gonna have to take over, Gaines.
I was just saying, yeah, don't censor yourself. It's up to us, you know. Who cares?
Yeah, but. Gaines, I think your daughter's younger than mine, though, right? So mine's 11. So
yeah, mine's 6. Yeah.
Oh well, shit. Yeah. There's a big 11, right? Is when they start getting into 11 is when everything went downhill for me. So, because you know you're right at that age where you want to be a teenager and you want to like, you know, you start really understanding what the hell's going on with the world. You start understanding a lot more. So. Yeah, at that age, I had an older brother, so I wanted to be cool like him, and he was 6 years older than me, so I was just starting to get into stupid shit. But it's a fine balance. I got really good kids, but at the same time, I'm not going to shield the world from them because you don't want them being that sheltered kid either that's, you know,
absolutely
15 that's- and still believing in Santa Claus, right?
Rama's kid just turned 2 a couple of months ago, and I sent her a little Atom birthday present. Is that right, Rama? She turned two, Luke, you know? These are talking like Gaines is six, Gaines' kid's six, his daughter's six, Rusty's is 11, he said. I think yours is two, right?
Yeah, mine's two, going on 12. Yeah, it's great. I'm loving life. It's so fun.
Did you tell her? Did you tell her Uncle Robo sent some little Adams for a birthday present? No.
She got a little doctor's kit. And now she runs around calling. I won't say it because it will dox me. Calls herself Doctor Name, and she says the last name. She runs around the house doing it all the time. And then, anytime that I'm injured, she comes over and doctors me with her nice hammer and medicine and stethoscope, which is lovely when I get hit in the head with a hammer.
You need to send her over to look at Robo's toe then. Maybe she could fix that with that
yeah,
hammer.
Yeah. I think she can fix it up, man. Nice little hammer.
To be fair, if it was me, I'd be thinking, fucking hell, man, doctors get paid loads of money, right? Like they do, especially here in Thailand. Like if I had a daughter, she was running around like that at 2 years old, I'd be encouraging it more. I'd be buying the like advanced set, you know, the like 7 to 8 year old set for the fucking 3 year old. I'd be like, hey, I'm telling you, doctors get paid so much fucking money in Thailand. It's ridiculous, man. Because they're chopping everybody's toes off. That's why.
Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
You boys know I was scared. I was terrified. For 2 weeks, I haven't been sleeping. I've been panicking. I've been waking up in the middle of the night with dreams of people chopping my fucking toe off, man. It's been really bad, like, guys. Anyway, it's over. It's over. Bye-bye. Buller market, game on.
That's fucking scary, bro. That's fucking scary, man. Just going to the fucking hospital and saying, yeah, we're going to have to chop off your goddamn toe.
Welcome to Thailand.
There's another option that they could take. Apparently people on the sex offender list can now optionally get their dick cut off. So, hey, it's either your toe or your dick, right?
They can. But Rama, on that note, actually, this is an interesting one for people who might not know. Do you know about the tsunami? Yeah? Well, obviously you do, 2004, right? So do you know that the hospitals were that, like, overwhelmed, right? Especially on the southern islands, right? That, like, people who just got, like, a spike, like a wood in the foot or something, and, you know, that hadn't been seen to for, like, 12, 24, 36 hours before some people were seeing treatment. And their legs were infected and stuff. Actually, a lot of people don't know this, and this is the gospel truth. Sin City will back me up as well. A lot of foreigners at the time were, like, told that amputation was, like, the fucking only option or the way forward, when actually it fucking, I mean, right, let's not beat around the bush very quickly, Rama, and I got to bed. But what did the guy say to me 2 weeks ago? I went to the fucking top one, like, in my area, in my district, I went to the top private hospital. He went, oh, we've got to get you in for an operation now or it'll be amputated. I'm like, what the fucking hell? I messaged you guys. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I was like, calm down. I can't take this. He got his fucking other guy in, the specialist. Oh, no, we need to take you in now for surgery. I'm like, fucking hell, man, calm down. Come on. I fucking got you on a motorbike. We fuck talked about. Let's just take a fucking minute to chill. Because he's like, if you don't, it'll be amputated. He didn't give me any option, surgery or amputation. I'm like, fucking, yeah. So I went to the fucking hospital where I teach, fucking public hospital, government hospital, where you didn't want to go. But I'm like, fuck this, I'm going to go and see my friends. Went to the hospital and I'm like, right, got three doctors. It's just like, yeah, it's a fucking break. Let's stitch it up. It should be all right. We'll clean it. Take these really strong antibiotics. You didn't need surgery. Because, Rama, I don't know about you. Surgery has to be the last step. Getting put under, anybody can fucking die under anesthetic, right? The surgery has to be like the last thing you fucking think of, no?
I've only had surgery, I think, once or twice. Once was for my thumb because it got smashed to pieces by a cricket ball. They put me under, and then I came to when they were like partway through doing the surgery, and I just had my arm like up on the thing, my thumb half split open. And I like remember looking up, and they were like, oh, hey, and then I went back to sleep. Because they didn't do the anesthesia right or something, which is great. And then the second time, I think...
Fucking hell! fucking Jesus, yep. Thanks for giving me nightmares.
You're welcome. I think the second time was my ankle. I think I broke my ankle or something, and it was bad. So they were like, yeah, we're just going to put you under. And I was like, you don't think you normally do that. You just like dose me up with morphine or something. And they're like, yeah, well, we're going to. I was like, all right. And it was great. I slept for like 12 hours or something. And they were like, oh, we're just wondering when you're going to wake up.
Were you a young kid, were you? Were you a young kid?
No, I was like early 20s or something, I think.
Were you? All right, okay. Because normally as you get older, the fear sets in. You know, when you're young and you go through this, it doesn't really like make a big difference in your life. Like surgeries are a big fucking thing though, no? If you can avoid a surgery, you will. That's what I'm saying, yeah?
Oh, it depends what it is, right? Like if they're like, hey, we need to, well, in Australia anyway, if they're like, hey, we need to do this surgery so you can walk on and, you know, a toe is part of your walking, I'd be like, okay, what's the reason? And they'll be like, well, you know, there's a good centimeter gap between the bones in your toe. Yeah, all right. But if they're like, hey, you've got a headache, we're going to put you under. Well, no. Or like, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was offered the choice between, like, he's like, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. I mean, he gave me a fucking zero-sum game there. Like there was fucking nobody winning in that fucking scenario, was there? And I'm like, mate, I think I might need to go and see someone else because to me, it doesn't fucking look well. It might be bad, but I'm sure it might not, you know, require the depth you're going to. And it just goes to show you that, like, well, here, mate, you don't fucking encounter this in Australia, man. You are proper professionals. Here, man, you didn't even know if you're getting scammed or not, man. I went, the top-level privates are the worst. They're the worst. I could fucking tell you some stories, but I won't. Mate, what time is it like anyway? Have you got any chain snipe information? Have you got any fucking scandal? Because you've been right on some of these NFTs, and you've got any scandal for us now? We'll keep it for the weekend or something. You got any gossip? Because we all know about the ICF.
I've been watching. There's not too much going on. I'm not sure if too many people are aware at the moment, but Osmo's under a bit of pressure chain-wise because of their zero transaction fees. Someone is running a pretty substantial bot over there. They were. I think it looks like it's stopped now. But they basically flooded the network and there was 400 transactions per block. It was about 40 minutes behind in the indexer. So that
what's,
was pretty
what's
bad.
The lay now? What's the lay now?
It's back to normal now. I just checked it. So it's back to normal now, but the particular wallet or wallets that they were running, looks like they were, it was weird. It was almost like they were trying to break it in a way because they were trying to swap one token for like 10 million Osmo or something along those lines, but it kept failing. But they were like spamming the network with like thousands of these transactions per block across multiple wallets. So someone tried and failed.
What are they going to do to prevent that then in the future? Is that coming with the upgrade that's coming on?
It looks like Notional's just put out a post on chain, on Commonwealth. To increase the minimum transaction fee to 0.025 Osmo, so it won't be free.
Something. I mean, it's been free for like 13 months now. It's fair to say that, like, okay, we've had a lovely. I mean, when it was free when it first started, there was like 8 tokens on there.
Yeah, mate. There's a risk when you provide free transactions, and that's what I was mentioning to. There's a new chain coming. And they followed me randomly and I had a quick look at them and I was like, so what are you going to do to address, you know, zero transaction fee risk? And, you know, Osmo.
But Sonny's established now. Sonny's established now. He doesn't have to worry. I mean, Sonny could put the transaction fees up by what you said that Notional have proposed quite easily without any sweat. I mean, that doesn't break any camel's back in any fucking industry whatsoever.
Well, I personally think the transaction fees should be significantly higher than they are because
of course
the swap fees go to people who are providing liquidity, right? So having free transactions is only great for arbitrage bots because that means that they can run more frequently, even if they get a failed TX, which means that you get more accurate prices, right? But that's only beneficial for the arbitrage bots ultimately. It's not beneficial
do you think they made a mistake, like just lobbing these incentives out for fun for all these fucking shit coins? I mean, we've seen the and everything. Like,
it was all the people approving them, but Oh. Yeah, for sure, right? Like, you know, you can't just dish it out for everything, and then you get into the situation where you are now, where, you know, pretty much everything's incentivized, and now we've got to backtrack on it and wind it back, and you know, create. They're always going to run into the trouble that they're in now, right? Where you've got to create new new features and functionality for people to come back to Osmosis and reasons to justify providing liquidity, because.
All of the value with Osmosis now lies in the dApps that are now going to build on the chain now that the chain is proof of concept. I mean, well, if it hadn't had that fucking halt as well, it would have been even more proof of concept, but we'll not go there. That's a different conversation. There are people building on Osmo, though, and I mean, that's where the added value is going to come from, those that are going to deploy on the fucking top of them.
Hmm.
The next modular level, no?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And, you know, Osmo keep that stuff reasonably quiet as well. They're working with a number of teams in the background that I'm aware of.
Rama, can I be honest about something? Is it just me or is the fucking, is this bridging situation still like pretty fucking shit? I mean, I had a little fucking throw around with a few quid from place to place just to fucking test shit out. And honestly, it's still like grim. It's still fucking grim, the whole fucking, like, like when you're not IBC, the Avalanche, say the subnet kind of connect the IBC. Wait, that is there, was it?
Yep.
That looks juicy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, there's loads of kickoff made over there on the subnets anyway. Isn't it? Because it's fucking ruining fucking, the subnets are going to ruin Avalanche, apparently. We'll see. That might happen in the next fucking 6-8 weeks or something. Did you read that or not?
Yeah, no.
Did you read about the subnets?
I think the other thing too is, right, like, we're going to have pretty serious competition within, you know, I call it the kind of core IBC, which is, you know, all the chains that we talk about and all the ones that are available on MidScan and ones we interact with on the daily. You know, that for me is kind of core IBC, even though, you know, IBC is how we all connect to each other. You know, all of, you know, Injective and, DYDX and all those guys coming in, Rune, etc. They're all kind of spinning up their own thing and not really getting involved a lot. You know, Injective's got CW on it. You know, they're doing some really cool shit. Like, that's going to be pretty serious competition for the ecosystem that we currently invest in. They're really going to have to kind of kick into gear.
Cosm Wasm is the end game, no?
Yeah.
Cosm Wasm is the end game. Sure. I can't believe they rejected it on the fucking Hobart. I'm admit this is another conversation for another time on Saturday or Sunday next week, because I've had a few messages there saying, like, you and Rama need to be back and quickly we'll have to fucking get back in the game, bro. Somehow. Bro, we've both got things to do. I've got dogs looking at me like that. Sort your fucking shit out. I've been out all day, man. I came back. Winston was trying to break the other fucking toe the way he was jumping around. I was like, Winston, what are you doing, man? Calm down. He's just crap. I've been out 11 hours. Came home, the boy's crying. Been in this fucking bath all day. Soaking wet, man. Oh, bro. Anyway, we've both got shit to do, mate. I'm sure we have. We'll have to end it here. Like, we can't go on any further.
Yeah, okay, just a shout out. My face into, mate.
Quick shout out. We've got Bruce. Bruce has been listening. He's probably doing some shit. Sin City's been in there. Fucking, we didn't even want to know what he's been up to. Lovely to get Air Gains
in the background.
Right. Lovely to get Gains joining in. Absolutely beautiful. Get Rusty speaking, mind. What a legend fucking Rusty is, I've got to tell you. Classic, man. Entertainer for fun. Like, but listen to that guy all day long. Rama, we'll drop something. We'll drop something at the weekend if we're free, no?
Yeah, we'll see if we can. If we are, it'll have to be. Actually, I can't this weekend. I'm away. Saturday morning, the family, we're heading out to a friend's farm for Saturday night, Sunday, and they don't have reception out there out west. And we're leaving early.
How far west are you going, bro? I know that area very well.
What's it called? It's out
150, 180.
It's out Merry War.
Don't, so it's like, don't give me your name. Don't give me your name. Just tell me how far you going. And all that.
It's about 4 hours west of where I live.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh well, okay.
I think it's southwest of where I live, or something like that. I can't remember.
It's a distance. It's a distance. I tell you what, mate. That part of New South Wales is fucking glorious, all the way to the border.
They just went through massive droughts, and now they've got a bunch of water. So like everything's beautifully green out there, and all their farms are absolutely thriving at the moment. Probably a little bit too much water, to be honest. But they'd probably rather have a little bit too much water at the moment than none leading into next summer. So,
well, mate, if I hook anybody in, if I do drop one, I'll record it and it'll be in your memory. All right, son.
Yeah.
Do you know what though? Just enjoy. I mean, it's not the outback, but just enjoy the fucking. That's it, mate. I miss those days for fun, man. I swear to God, if you could just transport me now into a camper van in Australia, I'm set for life. Like a big, like, you know, proper camper van, mate. I'd be set for life. I just drive around saying hello to everybody with the fucking dogs, fucking living the dream, man. I hope you make enough money, mate, just to be able to take off because you live in a beautiful country. It's fucking stunning, Australia, like, if you go to the right places.
Yeah, that's the plan. So, you know, try and make a decent quid so then I can buy a nice little piece of land out west and have to get away from the city and have a nice little farm. It'll be good.
Northwest. I tell you, mate, you want the beach house in Byron Bay as well, man. I mean, if you're going to do the beers, you got the farm out west, house in Byron.
You're looking at least $5 million for a house anywhere near Byron at the moment.
Dude, if you know my fucking stories of Byron and worse, I've been west of Byron for days. I got lost, mate. I lost everybody I was traveling with, like, for a while. Anyway, but that's a story for another day, cuz, right? Rama, just take care, you know, your beautiful little family, your beautiful little soul. Just keep sniping. Like, that's all we've got to do, mate, is just fucking hustle. Grind. We know who's the fucking right people. We know who's the right voices. If we do anything in this community or whatever, it certainly isn't like for us, like, because we're out grinding and grafting on our own with other shit that people don't even fucking know about, right? Like, mate, we just keep it real, and that's how we should remain. And I know you as well. Take care, no?
Yep. Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone. Talk soon.
Good night, bro.
Good night.
Love you.
You too, mate. Bye.
Great people, I'm off as well. Time for me to take care of these dogs. I haven't got long. What time is it? It's quarter 11 a.m. It's late, man. 11 hours I've been out to deal with without these. 11 hours, man. They were crying for me, man. It's taken, like, when I came in, at least 50 minutes to calm them down. What a stress. Anyway, food time, guys. I'm shooting. We're all getting fed. Take care. I love you loads. All right.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Surprise, Surprise, Mofo, hosted by Robo, with Rama, Lil Gaines, Rusty, recorded on Monday, July 18th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best smiles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain, up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the wait was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I
go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is a goon from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash the brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line.
Channel Spaces.